Radio Enlace pasa actualmente por uno de sus peores momentos económicos.
Estamos, buenas tardes, son las 8 y 2 minutitos aquí, 107.5 FM. Seguimos después del gran Gutiérrez hasta las 9 aquí en el Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Como todos los sábados aquí en Radio Enlace 107.5 FM. Lo mejor de la actualidad de la música, del mundo de la música. Solo con Mr. Q.
For the king of the blues, B.B. King.
The first inspiration for me to learn the electric guitar, first was my father, José Santana. He taught me how to read and how to play the violin. But when I discovered the blues and the electric guitar was Mr. B.B. King.
B.B. is probably the most globally minded blues musician of his generation. He can move in and out of different genres, you know, and I've always respected the fact that B.B. sees music in a very open, free way.
Only with Mr. Q 107.5. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Mr. B.B. King, Blues Boy King.
Baby, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby, honey, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby, like my back ain't got no bone. Honey, rock me slow. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me slow. Rock me, baby, till I want no more. Yeah!
baby. Honey, love you roll the wagon wheel. I want you to roll me, baby. You don't know how that makes me feel.
Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Let me see if I can do it like Muddy Waters used to do it. Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Buddy can do it. Rock me, baby. Like my back ain't got no bone.
Well, it's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here, local time, 107.5 FM, and El Foro Musical de Mr. Q, paying homage to the great blues man, B.B. King. And Rock Me Baby, playing here with Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, and Jimmy Vaughan. Riley B. King, until 9 o'clock with you, 107.5. Only with Mr. Q. Riley B. King, 107.5 FM.
Is that a jam session or what?
Nothing beats just sitting around on an...
Well, riding with a king, and he was certainly a king. B.B. King. Along with another great guitarist, Eric Clapton, riding with the king.
I dreamed I had a good job and I got well paid. I blew it all at the penny arcade. $100 on a Cupid doll. No pretty chick is gonna make me crawl.
Till 9 o'clock here, riding with the king, only in a chromatic hour, Mr. Q. Riley B. King, born September 16th, 1925. and passed away, moved upstairs actually on the 14th of May last week, 2015. Well, we're riding all the way with him until 9 o'clock here on 107.5 FM. Great man, known by his name, stage name B.B. King, actually Riley B. King, and then known as the Blues Boy King, American Hall of Fame blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist. With the King.
I stepped out of Mississippi when I was 10 years old, with a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just above waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.
Well, Rolling Stone magazine ranked King number 6 on its 2011 list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. Previously ranked number 3 in 2003 edition of the same list, and ranked number 17 in Gibson's top 50 guitarists of all times. Well, according to Edward M. Camora, King introduced a sophisticated style of soloing based on fluid string bending and shimmering vibrato that would influence virtually every electric blues guitarist that followed. He certainly did. Well, inducted also into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, he was considered one of the most influential blues musicians of all times, and earning the nickname the King of the Blues and one of the three kings of the blues guitar. That was along with Albert King and Freddie King. More to come just after this. Well, tuning in also to Help the Poor, Eric Clapton, and Mr. B.B. King.
Help me, I need help.
before, with Eric Clapton from the album Riding with the King, a blues album by Eric Clapton and B.B. King that was released in the year 2000. It was their first collaborative album that won the 2000 Grammy Awards for Best Traditional Blues Album. And the album reached number one on Billboard's Top Blues Albums and was certified 2 multi-platinums in the United States. Riding with the King was also released on DVD audio in higher resolution. Help the Poor, actually written by Charles Singleton, but on the Ride with the King album that was released in the year 2000. And it peaked at number one on the Billboard Top Blues Album in the year 2000 and was certified 2 multi-platinums in the States. What more could you want, eh? Well, actually, the album also won a Grammy Award for Best Traditional Blues Album also in the year 2000. We continue here with Blues Boy. Yes, the Blues Boy tune, B.B. King. From the album Blues on the Bayou, released in 1998. Mr. King, yes, he was also known for performing tirelessly throughout his musical career, appearing at more than 200 concerts per year on average into his late 70s. And in 1956, he reportedly appeared in 342 shows, nonetheless. Well, in 1990, King was awarded the National Medal of Arts by President George W. Bush. That's the Bushy guy. And in 2006, he received the Blues Guitarist's all-time Presidential Medal of Freedom from his countless other electric blues and blues rock guitarists. King also died at the age of 89, and that was last week, from diabetes in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the 14th of May. As I said, born in 1925, 16th of September, on a cotton plantation called Vera Claire, near the town of Ida Bina in Mississippi, the son of a sharecropper, Albert and Nora Ella King. He considered the nearby city of Indianola in Mississippi to be his home. When Riley was 4 years old, his mother left his father for another man, so the boy was raised by his maternal grandmother, Elnora Farr, in Carmichael, Mississippi. Whilst a young boy, King sang in the gospel choir at Elkhorn Baptist Church in Carmichael. It seems at the age of 12, he purchased his first guitar for $15, $15, although another source indicates that he was given his first guitar by Bucker White, his mother's first cousin, and King's grandmother and White's mother were sisters. There you go. More on the life and tribulations of B.B. King. B.B. King, Lucille. Well, just a couple of facts there. Lucille is the name given by B.B. King's guitar. They were usually black Gibson guitars, similar to the ES-355. In the winter of 1949, King played at the dance hall in Twist, Arkansas, and in order to hear the hall, a barrel half-filled with kerosene was lit, and a fairly common practice at the time. During a performance, two men began to fight, knocking over the burning barrel and sending burning fuel across the floor. So the hall burst into flames and the building was evacuated, and once outside, our friend King realized that he had left his guitar inside, so he went back into the burning building to retrieve his beloved $30 Gibson guitar. And two men died in the fire, and King learned the next day that they had been fighting over a woman named Lucille.
I don't think I could just talk.
So King subsequently named his first guitar Lucille, as well as every guitar he has owned since, as a reminder never again to do something as stupid as run into a burning building or fight over a woman. There you go. That's the story about Lucille, B.B. King's guitar.
Somehow or other, when I went in the army, I picked up on Lucille, started singing the blues. Well, now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, you know, like, depend on Lucille. Sort of hard to talk to you myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then... I doubt if you can feel it like I do. But when I think about the things that I've gone through, like, well, for instance, if I have a girlfriend and she misuses me, and I go home at night, maybe I'm lonely. Well, not maybe, I am lonely. I pick up Lucille and it bring out those funny sounds that sound good to me, you know. Sometimes I get to a place where I can't even say nothing. Look out. Sometimes I think it's crying. If I can sing pop tunes like Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr., I don't think I still could do it. But Lucille don't want to play nothing but the blues. I think I'm pretty glad about that. Because don't nobody sing to me like Lucille. Sing, Lucille.
Well, actually, King played also guitars made by different manufacturers early in his career. He played a Fender Telecaster on most of his early recordings with RPM Records. And however, he's best known for playing this Lucille, the Gibson ES-355.
Back all the people were sold in this. Little Mahalia Jackson in there.
B.B. King left Kilmichael to work as a tractor driver and play guitar with the famous St. John's Quartet of Inverness, Mississippi, performing at area churches and on WGRM in Greenwood, Mississippi. Sotri Mediaki, 107.5.
A lot of you want to know why I called
to become aware of my own sensuality. I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Hold on, I'm coming. B.B. King and Eric Clapton, 107.5 FM. Mr. Q, Q.
Hold on!
in 1946. BB followed Bucky White to Memphis, Tennessee, and White took him in for the next 10 months. However, King returned to Mississippi shortly afterward, where he decided to prepare himself better for the next visit, and returned to West Memphis, Arkansas 2 years later in 1948. He performed on Sonny Boy Williamson's radio program on KWEM in West Memphis. This is where he became to develop an audience. King's appearance led to steady engagements at the 16th Avenue Grill in West Memphis, and later a 10-minute spot on the Memphis radio station, WDIA. The radio spot became so popular that it was expanded and became the Sepia Swing Club. You know what I mean? Well, initially he worked at WDIA as a singer and DJ, disc jockey, gaining the nickname Beale Street Blues Boy, was later shortened to Blues Boy, hence BB. And finally, it was there that he first met T-Bone Walker, and King said, "Once I'd heard him for the first time, I knew I'd have to have an electric guitar myself. Had to have one, short of stealing." Well, of course, he never stole a guitar. Not that we know of, anyway. So from 1949 to 2005, King did not stop recording. Under contract with RPM Records in LA. And many of King's early recordings were produced by Sam Phillips, who later founded Sun Records. But before his RPM contract, King had debuted on Bullet Records by issuing the single Miss Martha King in 1949, which didn't chart very well. And then King assembled his own band, the BB King Review, under the leadership of Milliard Lee. The band initially consisted of Calvin Owens and Kenny Sands on trumpet. Well, we're going to tune in to a couple of early recordings from BB King about Dust My Broom, 1960.
I'll dust
1956, he founded his own record label, Blues Boys Kingdom, with headquarters at Beale Street in Memphis, and there among the many projects he was doing, he produced artists such as Millard Lee and Levi Seabury. In 1962, King signed to ABC Paramount Records, which was later absorbed by MCA Records, and which itself was later absorbed by Geffen Records. On November 64, King recorded the Live at the Regal album at the Regal Theatre, and King later said that Regal's Lives, considered by some the best recording he's ever done. That particular day in Chicago, everything just came together. Well, B.B. King with a B.B. Boogie, only with Mr. Q. Sid Seidenberg pushed King into a different type of venue as blues rock performers like Clapton and Paul Butterfield were popularizing an appreciation of blues music among wide audiences. And King gained further visibility among rock audiences as an opening act on the Rolling Stones' 1969 American tour. He won a 1970 Grammy Award for the song The Thrill Is Gone, which we tuned in earlier on. His version became a hit on both the pop and R&B charts. Also gained the number 183 spot in the Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1980, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, and the official Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2014. In 2014, last year, he was also awarded the International Polar Music Prize, given to artists in recognition of exceptional achievements in the creation and advancement of music. Sounds good, eh? That's what we live for. From the 80s to his death last week, he maintained a highly visible and active career, appearing on numerous television shows and performing 300 nights a year. In 1988, King reached a new generation of fans with the single When Love Comes to Town. A collaboration between himself and the Irish band U2 on their Rattle and Hum album. Well, in December 97, he performed also in the Vatican's 5th annual Christmas concert and presented his trademark guitar, Lucille, to Pope John Paul II. In 98, he appeared in the Blues Brothers 2000, playing the part of the lead singer of the Louisiana Gator Boys, along with Eric Clapton, Dr. John, Coco Taylor, and Bo Diddley. And in 2000, he and Clapton teamed up again to record Riding with the King, which we listened to earlier on, which won a Grammy Award for Best Traditional Blues Album. And two platinum ones, too. Only with Mr. Q, 107.5, B.B. King. And this one's titled Why I Sing the Blues. If it wasn't for B.B. King, we wouldn't be sitting here tuning in to so much music. Enough respect.
Everybody wants to know why I sing the blues. Yes, I say everybody want to know why I sing the blues. Well, I've been around a long time. I really have paid my dues. When I first got the blues, they brought me over on a ship. Men were standing over me, and a lot more with the whip. And everybody wanna know why I sing the blues.
2006, BB went on a farewell tour, although he remained really active afterward during the last years of his life. The tour was partly supported by Northern Irish guitarist Gary Moore, with whom King had previously toured and recorded. And in June 2006, King was presented at a memorial of his first radio broadcast at the Three Juices building in Greenwood, Mississippi. Well, in late October 2006, King recorded a concert album and video entitled B.B. King Live at the B.B. King Blues Clubs in Nashville and Memphis. And in 2007, he played with Eric Clapton's Second Crossroads Guitar Festival. We tuned in earlier on and contributed to the songs Going Home, to Going Home, a tribute to Fats Domino. Summer 2008 saw King played at the Monaro Music and Arts Festival in Manchester, Tennessee, where he was given a key to the city also. And he was also inducted into the Hollywood Bowl Hall of Fame. He was actually in all the Hall of Fames, actually. King performed at the Mawazin Festival in Rabat, Morocco, also in 2010 in May. And in June 2010, King performed also at the Crossroads Guitar Festival with Robert Cray, Jimmy Vaughan, and Eric Clapton. 2011, King played at the Glastonbury Music Festival in the UK and also at the Royal Albert Hall in London, where he recorded a concert video. February 21st, 2012, King was among the performers of In Performance at the White House, Red, White and Blues, during which President Barack Obama sang part of Sweet Home Chicago. 2013, King appeared at the New Orleans Jazz Festival, and also in 14 last year, not feeling very well, King had to stop his live performance at the House of Blues in Chicago, Illinois. A doctor diagnosed King with dehydration and exhaustion. And the eight remaining shows of his ongoing tour had to be cancelled. King didn't schedule any additional shows for the remainder of the year. But after that cancellation, the remaining eight shows, King announced that he was back at home to recuperate. And on 1st of May 2015 this year, after two hospitalizations caused by complications from high blood pressure and diabetes, King announced on his website that he was in hospice care at his home in Las Vegas, Nevada, and passed away when upstairs in his sleep on May the 14th from a series of small strokes caused by type 2 diabetes. Well, that's the long life of B.B. King. Married twice, Martha Lee Denton, 46 to 52, and Sue Carroll, to 58, from 58 to 66. Loads of kids, yes. Heavy demands from his marriage. It's reported that he fathered 15 children with several different women, and as of 2004, had 50, yes, 50 grandchildren. Well, his favourite singer was Frank Sinatra, and in his autobiography he spoke about how he was Sinatra nuts. Well, considered one of the best, if not the best, blues guitarist of all times, Mr. Riley B. King.
Song goes on, you nod instead of singing the words. The first time you sing the whole thing like this.
Death.
Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. I feel
do.
Let me tell you people a low down thing or two. I just can't stand that old evil way she do. She's gonna miss me. Yeah, you're gonna miss me. You're gonna miss me, baby, when I'm dead and gone. I came home this morning, she wouldn't let me in. She said, go away, baby, I got too many friends. You're gonna miss me. Yeah, you're gonna miss me. Yeah, you're gonna miss me, baby, when I'm dead and gone.
Yes, Riley B. King, we really miss you. September 16th, 1925 to May the 14th, 2015. Better known as B.B. King. And with a very apt title song here, You're Gonna Miss Me All Night Long.
Hard to love a woman when the woman don't love you. She'll treat you so low down and dirty till you won't know what to do. You're gonna miss me. Hey, you're gonna miss me, baby. You're gonna miss me, woman, when I'm dead and gone. Well, bye-bye, baby, I hope we meet again. You won't be so evil, you won't have too many men. You're gonna miss me, baby. Yeah, you're gonna miss me. Yeah, you're gonna miss me, woman, when I'm dead and gone.
Demonstrate how the function of the organ which produces the voice, the larynx, can be taken over by other mechanisms.
What a bed.
Check it out, check it out, check it out. One time.
I know who's that, Mr. Q.
Well, I tell you what. Yeah, I've always wanted to do this, is that right? I never thought that I'd get a chance to. Trying to do some rapping, so Heavy D.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I need your help, man.
Gotcha. I got you. Check me out.
Hey, yo, I function like a clock. Tick tock, you don't stop. Blue funk laced with hip hop. It's Heavy and BB King, huh? Doing our thing. Watch we swing. Warm it up, Heavy. Warm it up, baby. Warm it up, BB. Warm it up, baby. Huh? Blend with the friend. Make you shake your ass. You can ask for a lot, but don't ask for no cash.
Keep it calm.
Right, right, yeah. Check me out, check it out, y'all.
Keep it calm.
Can I get the date? For real, I can set you straight. Pluck your strings like they never been plucked. Strum you to sleep, so tell me what's up. I like how you shine, would you be mine? State your case over my place. So take some time and fly with me. Once the matter loose, oh, you're loyal to BB? Huh, I understand. He got the upper hand. After all, he's been fondling you for years. You know? No problem. I'll back off. I'll go find somebody else.
Keep it calm.
Get my own guitar. Turn her into a star.
Keep it calm.
Right? And I'm out.
Starting to feel good here.
still didn't know she'd ever do any rapping at all. But you know, she lose control when she get around guys like you.
Well, we're coming to the end here. 107.5 FM, La Frumusica, Mr. Q. Tuning in to B.B. King. We paid our respects for all the hour here to the great man. Here, tuning in to King recorded one of his the debut albums of rapper and producer Big K.R.I.T. Also from the halls from Mississippi. Paying homage to the great blues man, B.B. King, blues boy. Ali B. King, oh yeah. Well, he'll be playing up there to a new entourage, and his music will stay forever down here.
Well, she sounds pretty good to me.
Leave ya and love ya. And paying homage here, greatest blues man, B.B. King. Adios.
Just keep on rapping.
We'll kick you out with Keep It Stormy, or Call It Stormy, Monday. Although today's Saturday. Leave ya, love ya. Adios. Be good.
Church!